when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Drummer Daily, the only daily podcast dedicated just to drummers. For a free video series explaining how you can become rock solid at playing drums with a click track in just 2 weeks in as little as 20 minutes per day, visit boomclick.net. Well, hey there again. Welcome back. I am happy you're here. I am happy I am where I'm at right now, which is back in my favorite spot to record podcasts, right behind the drum set. And the last few episodes, you may or may not have been able to tell, but I recorded those in my office. But I always love to sit behind the drum kit and do these podcasts because it actually, I don't know, it's inspiring, you know? I've talked about this before, I think. But anyway, I'm also excited to be sitting behind the drum kit because as soon as I'm done with this podcast, I am going to put my in-ear monitors on, I'm going to put some music on, and I'm going to play the drums. And that's always exciting to get to do that, of course. I'm sure you feel the same way because you're listening to this podcast. I'm really pumped too because I got, I kind of have two stations set up in my studio for drums. I've got what I consider my practice kit, which is my old Tama kit that I got when I was in high school. It's an amazing kit. It's a Tama Star Classic Birch kit. Still sounds incredible, and it's a lot of fun. It's a very live, punchy kind of drum kit, and it's a lot of fun to play on. And so I still have that one set up, and I have a few mics on it. But then I also have my main kit, which is my A&F kit, and it's in a different spot in the room, and it's in the spot of the studio where it's been, the sound has been, you know, the walls and the ceiling have been treated, and I've got all that stuff set up and all the mics set up. So anyway, but for the longest time, I have a Throne with one of those transducer bass shakers made by Clark Synthesis. I had that for the longest time set up over on my other kit, the practice kit, and it was just sitting over there. Long story short, a bunch of cables and stuff that didn't quite reach prevented me from using it over here on the A&F kit. Finally, I was like, you know what? I just need to make the move and make it happen. So I did yesterday, and it is so much fun to play drums this way. And I'm kind of lazy, and even the smallest little lack of luxury makes it hard for me to be motivated to practice. And so having this extra little luxury is really like the thing that puts me over the edge as far as being motivated to come up here and play. So I'm so excited to play. But actually yesterday, while I was playing drums up here, I had a thought, and it was, I've talked before about how sometimes it's tough to like come back to playing drums after not playing for a while or not practicing much and kind of feeling like things aren't quite working. Well, yesterday I didn't really have that experience. I actually was feeling really good. And I was like, man, especially because, you know, I've been, if you've listened to any recent episodes, I've been sick for a while recently. And so especially that combined with not playing, I normally kind of come back and I'll feel kind of weak and like, you know, I feel like I'm getting tired playing and all that stuff. I didn't feel any of that yesterday. But I also realized that, like, I was getting the sound I wanted without having to play really hard. I noticed something. I was just kind of like, while I'm playing, my mind's wondering, and I'm like, man, I love all these mics that I got on these drums. It makes everything sound good. And I was like, the only thing missing is a hi-hat mic. And what I, and then I kind of like caught myself and I realized there have been many a session that I've played on where there has been no hi-hat mic. I have done many tours without hi-hat mics. I realized that's because the getting enough hi-hat in a mix or in any kind of playing situation, getting enough hi-hat is never a problem. I've never once heard anyone anywhere in the history of mankind say, hey, can I get a little more hi-hat? I've heard plenty of times the opposite, which is that hi-hat's way too loud. Can we get less? And even with just an overhead setup like I have without a hi-hat mic, a lot of times when I'm mixing like my drum videos, I'm actually finding unique and creative ways to try to dial back the hi-hat in the mix, even though I don't have a specific mic on it. So even like that, it can be a little abrasive and loud sometimes. But I wanted to just mention something to you, and this is a something that I've noticed is a common characteristic amongst that separates out people who have a lot of experience playing drums and people who are not quite so experienced. And that is, I can look and I can tell you with 90% accuracy whether you're an experienced drummer or you're someone without much experience by the way you play the hi-hat. If you are just hammering away at the hi-hat like you're a robot and it's a machine and you're, you know, putting cars together or you know, hammering in a sledgehammer to break apart rocks or something, if you're playing a hi-hat like that, that probably means you're not very experienced. Every single professional that I know plays the hi-hat with a very soft touch. And I think that's because most people over time realize the hi-hat is always too loud. And what I've realized too is some of my favorite recordings of drums, whether it's live or live videos, things I've seen or even listened to just recording, some of my favorite drum recordings, you can barely hear the hi-hat, if at all. In fact, the hi-hat is going to cut through so much that you can have the smallest amount of it, and it's going to be noticeable. And so one thing I noticed that pretty early on in my drumming, probably as a teenager, I noticed that a lot of the professionals had a really light touch on the hi-hat, and it didn't need to cut through so hard. And I started actually practicing my drumming to fit that kind of style. So I would, it can feel weird at first to sit down with a kid and play with your hi-hat really soft and light, but still keep that tempo tight and keep it locked in. But then hit aggressively with your snare drum hand and hit aggressively with your kick drum foot. And then also that hi-hat hand, when it moves over to the snare or it moves to play the toms or anything else, it still has to hit aggressively and in time, but then go back to the hi-hat and play softly. And with a, like I said, it's a light touch, but it's still tight and it's still accurate. And so if that's something you haven't considered before, look at how you play the hi-hat, look at how hard you're hitting the hi-hat, and also think about how can I play this one piece of the kit more quietly, but not sacrifice that feel, not loosen up too much or tense up too much where it starts to feel weird. Get used to relaxing, but playing each limb at a different volume level. That can be a hard thing to do, but if you start working on it and focusing on it, I guarantee you can get there. In fact, most people with this kind of thing can get there just by thinking about it and just actively trying. It's not a thing that's like you're going to, it may not click for you one day. It may not be perfect one day. And, before you had trouble with it and all of a sudden it just clicks. It may not work that way for you. But I can guarantee you that if you just work at it a little bit and think about it and try to be conscious of it as much as possible, it will eventually get there for you. It's kind of like today. My son was really frustrated. He wants to, he's five, and he really wants everything new that he wants to learn instantly. And he right now, he really, really, really wants to be able to read really well. I think he sees me and my wife, he sees us, you know, reading things all the time, and he wants to do that. And he's so close. He knows all the letters, and he knows the sounds the letters make, and he can even put those sounds together in a way that when he says it, he puts the sounds together. To those of us listening, he's saying the word, like he's got it, but he just doesn't quite, he hasn't quite clicked for him. He hasn't quite got there yet. And he was so frustrated today that he just couldn't read. He just wanted to do it. And he wanted it to be done right now. And I had to sit him down and explain to him, you know, that it is frustrating when you really want to be able to do something. And the only path to get there is to just keep trying and know that you're going to get a little better each time you try. And eventually you'll be really good. But it can be really frustrating to have a goal in mind or an achievement you want to hit and not being able to get there instantly, and it feel like it's such a long way away. But this hi-hat thing can kind of be like that. You just got to keep showing up, keep thinking about it, keep trying, and not get so focused on the progress you are or are not making. Just keep showing up and keep doing it, keep focusing on it, and you will get there, I promise. All right. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm so glad you joined me. And I will talk to you again tomorrow on another episode of Drummer Daily. Bye for now.